relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you for joining us on America First with our very special guest host, former U.S. Navy SEAL, FBI agent, and U.S. Air Marshal Jonathan Gilliam.
And this is he. This is Jonathan Gilliam in for my good buddy Sebastian Gorka, who, I got to tell everybody, I asked him if I could tell everybody, he had to have surgery on his quad tendon that attaches to his knee. Guess what? A year and a half ago, I had the same surgery. Now we're knee brothers, I guess. That is, it is one of the most difficult surgeries to rehab yourself from. And so prayers go out to my good buddy Sebastian, who he had a much more interesting story on how he hurt himself. Myself, and I've told this story before, so listen, I'm not ashamed. I live in Manhattan, and to get around Manhattan, and I was doing this before it got cool, okay? I purchased for over $1,000 one of these big electric scooters. And I was riding this thing around the city for over a year and put over 800 miles on it. If you go anywhere in the city in a taxi and it's about $2 or no, I shouldn't say $2, about $12 to go about 2 miles. OK, and that's if you go straight there. That's without the, you know, if there's traffic and you have to wait, so on and so forth. So when you add it up, I saved thousands of dollars because in New York City, if you take cabs all the time and that's your main mode of transportation, you're going to spend $10,000 a year in cabs. I mean, because you don't have a car. So the scooter was working out great. And I was on my way to Newsmax to host a show there. And unfortunately, I hit a hole in the ground and popped my quad tendon right off my knee and laid there on the ground and was thinking to myself. I called Newsmax on the phone and I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it. I think I just broke my quad. I thought I broke the femur, but I was able to get up, hobble up, jump back on the scooter because, listen, I'm a Navy SEAL, man. That's what I do. I have a mission, and I complete the mission. So I rode about another, I don't know, mile and a half to the Newsmax studios and hosted a two-hour show. And needless to say, by the time I got home, it was I was in bad shape, and then I had to have surgery about 5 or 6 days later. So I think Gorka's story is a little bit – I'll let him tell it when he gets here, but it's a little more respectful, I think, than that, than having a scooter accident. But listen, I could have lied. I could have said that I was out in a remote village somewhere in Africa fighting terrorism, and the helicopter went down and a piece of the blade hit me in the knee. That's maybe what, that's what I should have said, okay? But it wasn't. It was a scooter, and I was I hit a hole in the ground. So you can laugh all you want, but here we are. Years later, a year and a half later, and I'm, you know, I'm rehabbing. It's good. So I'm almost back to normal. So that story to the side, and Gorka will be back with you. That knee injury is not going to keep him down for sure. There's been, you know, a lot of interesting things. I'm sure – I don't know what the ratings were. I didn't hear the ratings for the Democrat debate, but it had to be good because I know people who never watch debates and they watch that show. So I don't know if they watched it while it was live or they ended up watching it later, but the numbers on that have to be crazy. Because here's the thing that I don't think anybody's really pointing out is that, you know, for the past 3.5 years, 4 years since the president declared he was going to run for president, Donald J. Trump, and immediately the media, the Democrats all started condemning him for the way he talks and the way he tweets and the way he confronts people. And I just thought it was very interesting because these individuals on that stage, I say, acted completely way worse than Donald Trump. I mean, they were making, like, it was like a comedy skit. They were so nasty to each other. And it was interesting to see because the same people that have continuously criticized this president for years, not for one thing, but over years, every single day, for the way he tweets or the way he talks and all these different things, they were blowing him out of the water with the way that they were talking to each other. You would think that these people absolutely hate each other. I don't know, maybe they do. But it was very interesting. And overall, I thought that the way that Bloomberg came out of that entire debate, and I don't think this, I actually did a fake tweet, and I put it at the bottom that it was fake, but it almost appeared as though Bloomberg was there for paid opposition. I mean, it was like he was destroying everything they said. He was calling Bernie a communist and, you know, throwing all these people under the bus for the money that they have because they kept coming at him, you know, for his money. And I don't know, it was interesting. It was an interesting thought. It came to me, and I kind of put it out there, and I said, this is a joke. It's not real. I made this up. But I thought that Bloomberg really does define, I would say, I don't know if it's the majority of people in this country, but a lot of people in this country, because he's so wishy-washy. You know, anybody who's a billionaire that says what he says, when he says, yes, I'm proud of my money, I worked hard for my money, and I'm giving it all away. I don't know about you guys, but I stood up and I said, I call BS. I call BS on that. There's no way. That guy, if you know anything, I don't know a lot about finances, but if you know anything about interest, the amount of money that he makes on a daily basis in interest alone on the money that he has, he could be literally giving away millions of dollars, and it's not going to matter. It literally is going to it's not going to dent his pocketbook whatsoever. So I think, folks, I think that when we look, and I laugh, I hope you're laughing with me because it's kind of scary, but we listen to Bloomberg kind of be this wishy-washy type of, I'm a billionaire, but I'm giving my money away. You know, he flies around like the rest of them in private planes and in big Suburbans, but he's all for, you know, for the new Green Deal. You look at Bernie Sanders, who says when he's called a communist, which he is, he defends that by saying, no, I'm a Democrat socialist, which if you look back in, you know, the times of Russia, a lot of the, and back actually, back in the, gosh, I think it was the 40s, the Democrats or the communists in this country started calling themselves Democrat socialists. It's nothing new. Bernie is not playing. He didn't rewrite any type of book. He is just using the same playbook that was out there before. So when I watched the Democrat debate, and we're going to come back, I'm going to have some sound bites for you, and I'm going to talk about the scary part of this, not just the funny part, but the scary part of this. When I got through watching this, I sat back and I really did hope, which I don't know because I don't know how American people see it. Everybody sees something differently. But I sit there and I watch it, and I know that what we saw is a political party on the edge of destruction. And the reason Joe Biden did so bad and has done so bad, well, for one, he's not real bright and he's a criminal, but Joe Biden is not that far left compared to these people. And he doesn't know how to function in this type of a leftist, far leftist environment. He just doesn't. So that's why you see all the Democrat Party is a melting pot of disaster. And I'm happy for that, for one. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Go check out my book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. It's on Amazon. And my new podcast, The Experts, anywhere podcasts are available, go check it out. We'll be right back.
This is definitely not CNN.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
And this is Jonathan Gillum in for my good buddy, Sebastian Gorka. The call-in number is 833-334-6752. But if you like to spell numbers, then it's just 833-33-GORKA. Pretty easy. I'm going to be taking some calls here a little bit later about what you all thought. I really do want to get your opinion about the debate. I know it was a couple days ago, but I can't get over when I talk to people how many people actually watch this. Most of these debates the next day talked about a little bit and then it goes away. But I don't think that's the case. I think now with this debate, I think what we saw was tremendous response by people, and the sound bites were unbelievable. And they were so good that I don't want to let them go because there was so much more said in there besides, you know, the regular promises and things like that. I don't know if you realize this, and a lot of – I know people are out there that were in the Vietnam War, and thank you for your service. I know that there are a lot of people listening that were alive and maybe were in college, maybe protested the Vietnam War. But here's an important thing for you to realize. The same people that we were – in war with at that point, the same ideology, I shouldn't say the same people, the same ideology is the same ideology that has infested the Democrat Party. And that is the, I'm not going to talk about these people like the mainstream media does, which is very alarming to me when I turn on, I expect it from CNN and MSNBC. But I don't expect it from Newsmax, One American News, Fox News. I turn it on, and even other conservative talk shows, when I turn on and I listen to them talk about the Democrat candidates as though they're just politicians running for president. You know, presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren or presidential candidate socialist Bernie Sanders. I mean, these are dangerous people, folks. And this isn't some me just saying this to get ratings or because I'm a constitutionalist. They're dangerous. These people want to change. Listen, you live in a free country. I mean, do you realize? I mean, I know you wake up every day, you can do whatever you want. That's freedom. But do you realize you live in a free country? There's no need for change. If you want to get rich, or if you want to be something, there are ways that you can do it. There's color of your skin, gender, sexuality, all that stuff, forget about it. If you want to be something, you don't take no for an answer, and I can guarantee you you'll be it. I've worked with FBI agents who were gay, Navy SEALs who were black, men and women in the military. None of them ever allowed what people said to stop them from doing what they wanted to do. So overall, one of the most dangerous things that I saw in that debate that is still resonating in my head today, and I know it's still resonating in people's heads, every single thing now is a racial issue. They were saying that climate change, and this is, I think, the dumbest thing that was said all night. They think that, or they were saying, I don't think they think it, they were saying that climate change is going to affect minorities the most. Well, listen, if the climate is changing and the world is damned like they say it is, I think we all have a big issue to worry about. But it's evidence for you. See, this is the way investigations work. Okay? And trust me, when I was an FBI agent, this is the way that I looked at things. I didn't try to allow my opinion to lead the investigation. I would try to let the, although you always have your assumptions, but you try to base those on historical facts of how criminals do certain things. And so you kind of look for those obvious things. Like, for instance, 20% of all people who call 911 to report a homicide are the people who committed the homicide. Right? That's a fact. So you do look at things like that. But you try to let the evidence lead the investigation. And you try to let the evidence point to the direction that the evidence itself is pointing, not where you want it to point. And when I look at the Democrat Party and I listen to all these things, and especially that point that they kept making about climate change, that it is now, I mean, they just talked about everything that is bad is going to kill the minorities in this country. It's going to affect anyone who's a minority. If Trump stays in office, minorities are damned. Well, it's interesting because black unemployment is down more than it's ever been in the history of the United States. I don't think they're damned. So when we look at the way that they said the things that they said, the way that they pushed these things about the minority and the inner city and climate change is going to kill them, what that evidence shows me is that they are manipulating their own lies to fit a voting group. And listen, it's politics. They all do that, right? But the difference between then and now is that the politics now, when we look at the lies that they're pushing forward, these are dangerous things because they're not just saying, you know, I'm going to come in and fix the roads. And, most politicians don't really care two ways about the roads. But these are life and death assumptions or life and death lies that they're putting out there. These are things that are scaring people. These are things that are making people so angry that you mention the president and their fist goes into a ball. Now that to me shows evidence of nefarious intent and people that they're trying to guide you away from their quote unquote solutions to the things that are wrong. Hey, we need medical care, and we need universal health care, and we need, this, and we need this. And also the world is going to end any second now, and it's going to destroy anybody that's not a white male. Look over there. And the reason I want you to look over there is because they don't have any answers for how they're going to quote unquote fix everything. And the majority of things that they say on the Democrat side aren't even things that either can be fixed or they are things that on the grand scale of things really are not as important as they're making them out to be. And they're things that are the solutions are very simple, but it always comes down, if you haven't noticed, to money. And it's not money that they're going to give back. It's money that they're going to take. I don't know if you noticed that. Very interesting when you actually do see that, because folks, that is the gist of the Democrat Party and everything that they are standing for. Look over here, our platform is this, and we're just going to have to take more money. We're going to have to take more money, and we're going to put more regulations on you, and your freedoms are going to be diminished. And that's the other part of this. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. But not only are they wanting to take, they and do that by lying and pushing out things that get people spiced up, but ultimately it's going to come down to getting your money and reducing your rights. And they're going to ask you to give those things to them. That's what's crazy about all this. This is Jonathan Gillum filling in for my good buddy Sebastian Gorka. 833-33-GORKA is the call-in number. Go get my book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival, and check out my podcast, The Experts. It's wherever podcasts are at. You're going to like it. A lot of great people. Experts. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. Back with our very special guest host, former U.S. Navy SEAL, Jonathan Gillum.
Yes, and this is Jonathan Gillum without the fancy accent, Mr. Gorka. This is, I have a southern slash, I don't know, I spent a lot of time in South America when I was a SEAL, so I can speak Spanglish, and I've lived in New York City for 15 years. My accent is really messed up, but what's crazy is when I go home and talk to my friends and family back in Arkansas, it just, the southern just comes right back out. You just can't take it. You can't take it out of the man. It's there. Call-in number is 833-334-6752, 833-33-GORKA. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, there was a quote in the montage that they play when it comes on. I love that montage. It gets me teared up when I hear it. But the quote, which we're all familiar with, is, "Give me liberty or give me death." And, you know, it's interesting because we can take that a little bit further now. You know, leave my liberty alone, because when you go up against people who understand freedom, it's not going to be pretty. And I think now, one thing I will say that is occurring in this country is that people are becoming more aware of the wrangling that is happening with their freedom. The problem with that is that they think that social media is the place where they're going to go to battle. Now, I do believe, and I've heard Gorka say this when we were speaking at the same place before, that if you're not on social media, you need to get on there. It is the front line. But you're not going to change the things that are happening. And this is what's interesting. When I say change, I'm not talking about like the Democrats where they go out and they protest. See, the Democrat, the left in this country, not just Democrat, but the left, they actually get up and go out because in their delusion, they believe that the country is falling off a cliff when the reality is founding fathers, military veterans, law enforcement, all these other first responders, they have given their lives and their time and effort to ensure that we're at the pinnacle of freedom, up on the top of that mountain. And what's going to happen is we're not going over a cliff as though the Constitution and our freedoms have pushed us close to this disastrous thing that everybody thinks is like, it's turned into a racist country. It's I'm going to say everybody on the left. It's a country that doesn't care about its people. The reality is, folks, is that we are not going towards a cliff caused by our Constitution. we're going to a cliff caused by the left because they want us to fall over the cliff and leave the Constitution and our freedoms up on the top. So the problem with what's happening is that people are becoming more aware that freedom is very shaky. You really do have to embrace freedom and take care of it. But what they think is that you can just sit on a computer and handle it from there. What happened in Virginia a month ago, a little over a month ago, is really the standard. That's the gold standard for what the founding fathers intended. That is the plan. There is no other plan. You're not going to wait for Washington, D.C. I love this president. I think he's done amazing work. I support him from the very beginning. But the president is only going to turn the ship. The ones that are going to dock the ship are you and me and people like in Virginia where they got up, not to change things, but to keep them the same, to keep the Constitution the same. Are there problems? There's always going to be problems. Politics in a country full of 300 million people, there's going to be problems. But overall, the Constitution is the foundation of those of the solutions. And all those rights in there, those rights are very fragile. I mean, they're actually very strong rights, but they can be taken away or oppressed. They can be oppressed by people with nefarious intent. For those of you that are playing the drinking game, I say nefarious a lot, so you might want to turn that into a game. Just Diet Coke, though. I'm going to play a soundbite real quick. I think we have time for this. It's cut 16, and then I'm going to come back and talk about this soundbite. Let's play that real quick.
Let's be real about the deadline. It's not 2050, it's not 2040, it's not 2030, it's 2020. Because if we don't elect a president who actually believes in climate science now, we will never meet any of the other scientific or policy deadlines that we need to.
And see, this is what I'm talking about. They're using the fear to push people to look away from what the reality is of what they're doing. And so that's what I'm going to come back and talk about some more, is that you have to continue not only to be aware, but you have to be prepared to get up and act. That's what's missing in this whole equation. This is Jonathan Gillum filling in for my good buddy Sebastian Gorka. Again, go check out my book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. And go check out my podcast, The Experts, wherever podcasts are available. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dr. G, I thought I knew what a real swamp was, but this here Washington, D.C., it's more putrid than the bayou at low tide in August.
This is Jonathan Gillum. That was not me, but this is Jonathan Gillum. But that's what I sound like when I go back home to Arkansas, and then for some reason my accent comes right back, although that was a little bit of bayou accent right there. Those of you who don't know who I am, I fill in for everybody conservative. Seems like they pull me in when they need me, and definitely Gorka needed me this time because he, I don't know, he's playing Superman again. You know, they do that one hard landing that all superheroes do. I think he was trying to practice that, and he tore his quad tendon right off his knee. I've been there, done that. So he called me, and here I am. And I just walked through the door. I didn't fly in. I didn't do any, like, landing or nothing like that. Just normal man fly in. Those of you who don't know who I am, though, I'm a former Navy SEAL, FBI special agent. I was an air marshal, a security contractor. I've done a lot. I worked in a grocery store once. The only thing I haven't done is dog walker, which is interesting because they make a ton of money in this city, and I couldn't think of a better job. What a great job. Go get dogs and walk around with them and hang out with dogs all day. That's got to be the greatest job in the world. Maybe I should just do that on the side. But listen, I played a soundbite when we went to the commercial, and I want to play that again. But I want you to remember, AOC was just saying that we have 12 years left. Now, I don't know where she came up with this magical number. And then you heard other people say, it's not 12 years, it's 10 years. Well, now Pete Buttigieg has just upped that ante. Let's play cut 16 one more time.
Let's be real about the deadline. It's not 2050, it's not 2040, it's not 2030, it's 2020. Because if we don't elect a president who actually believes in climate science now, we will never meet any of the other scientific or policy deadlines that we need to.
I mean, so now it's like, we better get started now because the world's going to end now. I mean, these fear tactics are, and the way that they manipulate people. I know one of the callers called in. Let's go to Virginia in Phoenix, because I think Virginia, it knows exactly what I'm trying to say here. Virginia, are you there? Oh, we lost Virginia. So she was saying, I'll read what they had here, is that she said she's watching the debate. She can't understand why younger people want to vote for this. I totally get it. And I've talked to people before that are young, and even some older people. And the fact is, they're dangerous. They're dangerous in the way that they think, because they're not thinking through the entire process of what's going on. Do we have, let's go to caller one. Who do we have? Is that Ray? All right, Ray, go ahead. Ray in Livermore.
Mr. G, replacing Dr. G. Great to have you on board. Thank you for your service, sir. Much appreciated.
You got it. What do you got?
Well, you said, what were our observations? And first I'll tap into what you just said. By aiming at 2050, it's great to have targets that are so far out of sight you can say anything you want, rather than the defecation and urination and needles on the street of Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco. We won't face that environmental problem. We'll look at something that's 50 years away or 30 years away. But what I heard in the Democrat debate was what I didn't hear. And what I didn't hear was the word liberty, the words individual rights, the word individual responsibilities. They talk about Trump destroying the Constitution, yet they're busy attacking like termites the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. And as you stated, like a vampire, you have to invite the vampire into your house, I believe, before he can come in. And our Constitution will be destroyed the same way. They're convincing us to destroy it ourselves. And
listen, they're saying it themselves. All right. Stay on the line, Ray. Let's play cut 221. Cut eight. I'm sorry. I'm saying the date. Cut eight.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
I mean, Ray, he says it. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and what they're busy doing is trying to divide us into – can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, they're trying to divide us into groups and then pit us against one another. And that's another thing that I heard on the stage. And this lurch leftward, we've resisted it for a long time. But the combination of our schools not doing the teaching of American history – as well as world history, they don't have the tools to make decisions correctly. They're only getting half the story, if that. So I fear that this younger generation is falling for this, that they will willfully hand over their liberty, their rights, their individual rights and responsibilities to be grouped up, to be seen as a group, and get strength through whatever group and whatever grievance has been committed against this group. Seems to be where it's going. They also didn't say anything about really what their plans were. They just talked about electability and beating Trump. They just have to beat Trump. They're rallying around, we have to beat Trump. That's all they got.
That's right. And they say things like, everybody needs health care, or everybody needs this, or everybody needs that. And I don't think people fully understand. I think Glenn Beck did a great job of this a while back when he had his TV show on Fox, and he showed the reality of how much money it takes to do this. It was astronomical when you look at $100 bills stacked up, the reality of how much money it takes to do this.
And they're not teaching math either, so that makes that easier as well.
That's true. They don't even teach in cursive in school anymore.
You know what? A smart man said to me, affluence sows the seeds of its own destruction. Our country has enjoyed such beautiful gifts from God and affluence, and now we're tossing it all away.
tossing it away. Ray, listen, keep doing what you're doing. That is exactly what the conversation that people need to have. And God bless you and have a great weekend. You got it, buddy. This is John in the Gillum. I'm filling in for my good buddy, Sebastian Gorka, who's out with a little bit of knee injury. But he'll be back. Don't worry. Gorka's like Superman. He's like 10 feet tall, I think. So he's got plenty of leg. They just cut part off and put other back into his knee. I guess that's the way it works. Hey, listen, go check out my podcast, The Experts. It's getting great reviews. It's climbing up the charts. And go check out my book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. I'm telling you, folks, the best way to look at yourself is how the attacker looks at you. That's what the book teaches you. Go check it out.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
You know, I want to talk to you about that movie playing in theaters that I'm urging all of you to see, because it's not just a terrific film, it's an important film about a man many of us admire, Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, the movie features Thomas himself talking about his uniquely American journey, one that begins in crushing poverty in the segregated South and ends with Thomas confronting Senate Democrats in a confirmation battle that would test his and the nation's soul. I remember that. The movie is filled with dramatic turns and confessions of the heart as Thomas tells the story of his childhood and the larger-than-life grandfather who helped raise him. We witness a remarkable philosophical and spiritual journey as well as Thomas walks us through his early ambitions in the seminary, his radical turn leftward, one filled with anger and rage, and his return to faith. The movie is called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, and conservatives everywhere need to see it. It will make you angry, and it will make you laugh, think, and cry. For theater locations, showtimes, and tickets, go to JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com, JusticeThomasMovie.com. Well, that's pretty amazing, folks. And I reading that and knowing who this man is should motivate you to go see that and put your money into that. And that one of the best ways that you can learn about the reality of where this country is going is by seeing the story of great Americans. And, you know, in the next segment, when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Mike Gasali, who is, I mean, I'm going to be with him tonight, and Joe Piscopo, it blows my mind that I get to do anything with Joe Piscopo. I met him before, amazing guy, and to be able to be with Joe Piscopo and speak at an event is amazing. But even more amazing is that it's for Mike Gasali, the mayor of Montville, New Jersey, who's running for Congress. He is a refugee from Syria who came to the United States and became an American citizen. His story is just incredible. When he talks about how when he took the oath and became a citizen, how his life was changed, and he did it legally. Along with him, and these are two individuals that I talk about all the time, is my good buddy Drago, who's also a former Navy SEAL, who came here from communist or socialist Poland. And so, I've done episodes of my podcast, The Experts, with both of them. But I figured this time, since I'm hosting Gorka's radio show, I want to bring them both on together. And so that's what we'll do. We're going to take a break here in just a second. We're going to come back, and then I'm going to have both of these American heroes on together to discuss the reality of what Bernie Sanders says and the Democrat Party and where we need to go, and how you can help that, or you really are the leader for that. If you want to hear the podcast, it's The Experts. Everywhere podcasts are available, go check it out. You'll like what they have to say. It's inspiring. We'll be right back.